I'm Bethany Chafin. Award-winning poet Becky Gould Gibson is the author of Heading Home. The book was the winner of the 2013 Lena M. Shull Book Contest, a contest run and funded by the North Carolina Poetry Society and the Poetry Council of North Carolina. Upon winning the award, Gibson's collection was published in 2014 by Main Street Rag Publishing Company of Charlotte, North Carolina. Becky will be reading from Heading Home this Thursday, June 12th at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill and on June 13th. At Glenwood Coffee and Books in Greensboro. Each evening, the readings begin at 7 p.m. Becky stopped by WFDD to tell me more about herself and her poetry.
I grew up in South Carolina on a farm and in the country where I played most of the time. I didn't do any chores or very few chores and just ran around and chased butterflies. And I think it was probably the very best background for a poet because poetry is only play. It's disciplined play, but it is play. I started writing little pieces, I guess, when I was maybe third grade. I don't know. It interested me right away, but poetry did not come into my life until the fifth grade. And some teacher whose name I cannot remember had her class by the 101 Famous Poems. And it was a stretch for my family to even buy that, but that book became my Bible, and I read and even memorized a lot of the poems just because I read them so often. So that was poetry, and it was not a far leap for me to want to write what I was reading. So I started, like most people, as readers and simply as lovers of verse. Serious writing did not really begin until I was about 30 and just realized, get busy, girl. You got to do this. I'd been in graduate school, and that kind of writing was the antithesis of poetry.
So do you think that sometimes poets maybe have that indelible sense of things, the ability to remember things so clearly and sharply? Is that something that maybe distinguishes a poet from a different type of writer, or can anybody be a poet?
I do not know. That's a wonderful question, and I wish I could answer you. But I tend to think that the artist is not some special being with special powers or who suffers more than anyone else, but who is simply a person who's decided they must either write or paint or dance. And without that performance or that activity, they don't feel whole. And I think it's simply you decide to do it because you need to, and then you make yourself into that thing. And I think I could have gone in different directions, but this is where I focused my attention. And when you focus your attention somewhere and you really love it, that's what you do.
Poet Becky Gould Gibson. Her latest collection is Heading Home. Becky will be reading from this collection Thursday, June 12th at 7 p.m. at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill and June 13th at 7 p.m. at Glenwood Coffee and Books in Greensboro. To hear more of my conversation with Becky, tune in to Triad Arts Weekend this Friday at 1 and Sunday at 4. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.